Storm Publishing presents Refractions, written by M.V. Meltzer and read by Patricia Rodriguez. To my parents, for all their love. Chapter Zero, Departure Day. The Fay D is still burning as my cab winds its way towards the elevator terminal, the enclave's empty streets littered with shells of riot gas and abandoned picket signs. Ahead, a food depot has been reduced to a charred husk, smoke drifting from the broken windows. A truck, half-loaded with salvage, sits by the side of the road, surrounded by forlorn workers like a circle of mourners. I wince as something scrapes the roof of the cab, a sheet of red and yellow tarpaulin, like those covering the market stalls. How far are we from the Two Horsemen? Is anything left of that bar? I close my eyes. I don't want to know. In an hour, I'll be in the elevator, away from Kenya and away from Earth, for close to a century. By the time I return, if I ever return, nobody will remember what I've done. On the cab's windscreen, the newscast flickers soundlessly, a mirror to the devastation outside. 70 dead by now. 300 wounded. The investigation's already starting. Angry faces calling for the leaders of the riots to be brought to justice. Justice. A hollow chuckle shakes my frame. Even as some part of me demands that I stay here and face them, that I tell them why I did it, and demand they prove me wrong. It won't work. They'll find a way to hide the truth. I clench my fist, the warmth of Jason's tiny fingers imprinted into my flesh. Where are you going, Auntie? Will you bring Mummy back? Sorry, kiddo. Nobody can bring your Mummy back, nor your Daddy. They're dead, and it's all my fault. You can't take care of that kid from jail. I shudder as the memory returns, the words barely louder than my heartbeat. Stepan's closing eyes, the smell of his blood on my hands, the sound of my footsteps as I run away, broken and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?